Hi, and welcome to the Flex Podcast. I'm Anna, and I'm going to be chatting to you for the next few minutes. Probably more than a few, because you know I like to waffle. So today we're talking about creating your kind of fitness structure, but one that works around your life. So obviously most of us know kind of the recommendations that we should be doing about 150 minutes of moderate cardio a week. So less minutes, the more vigorous it gets is the kind of requirement. And then we'd be looking at sort of 2 to 3 resistance sessions a week, roughly. But how we fit that in and what that looks like can be really different from person to person. Also, these are obviously recommendations. So if we're not able to do them, that doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything. And that's really key. So these are recommendations, like these would be optimal for most people. Obviously, if you're a bodybuilder, you're going to need to train more than 2 to 3 times a week in the gym. You know, there's differences for different people. So this is what is optimal for an average person. But we are not all average. In fact, I would say that none of us are, because we're all completely different from each other. So now we need to work out what fits in your life, what you have time to do, or what you have the motivation to do, all of that kind of stuff. So first and foremost, if you're starting from nothing, first and foremost thing that I would do, that isn't even a sentence either, would be to look at your movement, like your general step count and your nutrition. They would be the first things that I would go with, because you'll get quite a lot of bang for your buck. You'll start to feel more energetic, and everything else will feel like less of an effort if your base fitness is up and your nutrition is a bit better. So if you're eating a lot, let's say, for example, I'm just going to make it extreme. You eat chicken nuggets and chips for 85 meals a week, and that's kind of where we're at. Obviously, adding things like vegetables to that is going to start to make you more balanced micronutriently, just in creative my own word again. So that'll make you feel more balanced, more energetic to start with, to be doing this. We're also going to look at sleep. So to try to make sure that you get a good night's sleep, 7 to 8 hours for most people. Although a lot of us can function on less, it doesn't necessarily mean it's optimal in terms of health and the regulation of your hunger hormones and things like that. So they would be 3 things that you can do, which would take, it would take effort, don't get me wrong, but the effort feels less, right? Going for a walk feels less than less effort than forcing yourself to go to a class or doing a home workout or whatever. So start with those things: steps, nutrition, and your sleep. These things are going to start to make you feel like you have more energy anyway. Then we'll start to look at how and maybe where we can lay out these workouts. So I would start with 1 cardio workout and 1 resistance workout a week. If you are really time poor, trying to carve out all these extra seconds out of the day to do this extra exercise is going to feel stressful to begin with. So even just a 30-minute online dance fitness workout and a 20-minute resistance session over the week is 50 minutes more than you were already doing, which is great. We're also obviously still looking at your nutrition, steps, and your sleep. Crikey, I'm slow today. We're looking at these 3 things already. So now we're starting to add exercise into the mix, and we're going to start to feel much better. Then as time goes on, it will probably feel less stressful to fit in these workouts. So the first thing I would then do is to add in a 2nd resistance session. Because you're already increasing your steps, so some of your cardio is already improving, and you're getting 1 of your cardio workouts in. Then if you get 2 resistance workouts in as well, brilliant. Then we might add in a little bit more cardio, like another 1 or 2, to get you up a bit more, but we can do that slowly over time. And the same with resistance sessions. Now, how long do these need to be? When you're starting out with something, I always go with that anything is better than nothing approach. So if you can get like a 20-minute resistance session and a 30-minute cardio to start with, that's going to pave the way for you feeling much better anyway. It's also going to give you more motivation to do more, because it is very difficult to run from being stood. To just sprint from standing there is really tough. And so going in with like 85 workouts a week, not that you would ever do that, but it's going to feel like a lot of work for you. So first and foremost, just go in with what you can fit in and then see where it takes you. In terms of length, obviously, if you're going to a class, it's probably somewhere between 40 minutes to an hour, like a dance fitness class, for example. If you're going out for a run, you would obviously start, you know, maybe you'll go for a 20-minute walk with a couple of jogging blocks in there, or you'll gradually increase that. Everything will increase as your fitness improves and you get better at staying with it. Both in terms of whilst you're doing with it, it will feel less taxing, so you'll be able to do it for harder for longer. So even if you take an hour's class, the first time you do it, you're going to be blowing out your ass doing dance fitness. The second and third time you're doing it, you feel a bit better, but not much. After a couple of months, you're suddenly going to realise you're able to go harder in the harder sections, be less out of breath, and push yourself more in that hour. So then that hour becomes a lot more of a workout in terms of its cardio output and how fit you're getting. So we need to look at things like that in there as well, that actually we might still be doing the same hour, but we're working much harder whilst we're doing it. So that comes into it. And the second and the most important thing is how much time you have. So if, like me, for me, exercise and resistance training specifically is very important to me. I really enjoy it. It's really good for my back. I've felt the benefits of that and I've been doing it for a long time. So I train 4 to 5 times a week for between 45 minutes to an hour and a quarter each. It fits in with my life because I don't have children and because I work in a gym. And vast majority of my immediate friends also like to train. So do my family. So for me, it is much easier. That is categorically true. So please don't go, oh my God, she does all these hours, that's what I should be doing. Not necessarily. And for most people, probably not, because it doesn't fit in. Like, what's the point in training every night for an hour and a quarter after work and never seeing your children? There isn't any point. It's because the whole reason that you want to be fit and strong is so that you live longer and live better for them and for the people around you. And for yourself, obviously, too. But part of it is the people that we're around and we want to spend time with. So we have to find a balance. What is optimal for me is not optimal for you. Also, our goals are probably very different. My spine's ruined and I also really like muscles. So they are my key things. Whereas for you, it might be more that you want to feel stronger to do day-to-day stuff. You don't really care about how heavy you can lift. You just want to feel stronger. So we go with what works for the person. So 20-minute workouts, resistance workouts, 3 times a week would be amazing. If you are able to do longer, fantastic. So probably 2 to 3 45-minute resistance workouts a week would be great. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to get on and that makes me feel like an absolute beast. But if you cannot fit that in, do not stress. Start with what you can and build from there. And for some people, it might be that they don't build from there and they stay with that. And that's fine too, because sometimes we are training to move better and to have that strength that we have now stay with us as we get older. We're not necessarily training because we want to be able to deadlift 80 kilos, 100 kilos. We're not necessarily training for those goals. So we make it specific to what you want to do. The best things that you can do in your resistance workouts are compound movements, which are movements that involve bigger muscle groups and more than one joint at a time. So it would be things like, for your lower body, things like deadlifts, hip thrusts, squats, lunges, things like that, rather than sitting on the leg extension at the gym for ages. I would do things that fit in with, like, fit more than one muscle group in at a time. Same with upper body, things like rows, press ups, shoulder press, pull downs, movements that use more of your muscles and larger muscles, as well as some of the smaller ones as well, obviously. We want you to get the most bang for our buck in the shortest amount of time. I know we all love an ab crunch, and by all means do some ab crunches, but we don't need to do 400 million ab crunches. It's better to do a bit of everything and train our body overall. Cardio-wise, it doesn't matter what you do as long as your pulse rate gets up. So for some people, you might really love that, you know, really American thing about running up the stairs at a stadium. That might be your idea of heaven. It's not mine, but it might be yours. You do that. That gets your pulse rate up. Fantastic. It might be that you like swimming. It might be that you like to go to a spin class or box or I don't know, go trampolining, I don't know, something. That it is anything that increases your pulse rate. So don't be like, I suddenly have to start doing Couch to 5K. Couch to 5K is brilliant, by the way, because it's free. So you can fit it in whenever you want to. So it's fantastic. But likewise, there are other ways that you can have accessible ways of training, of doing cardio workouts, sorry. And some of that could be something like following my YouTube channel or doing Flex, because I've got tons of dance fitness in there, or something like that. It might be doing Joe Wicks on YouTube. Whatever it is that gets your pulse rate up is great. Resistance training is more effective, probably slightly more boring, but more effective when we do the basics well. So what you'll find with a lot of people's workouts, especially ones that you might follow on YouTube, they do different exercises in each thing because they want to keep you entertained and to keep you there, which is still great. Don't get me wrong, because it still keeps you moving, but is more efficient in the long term to be able to do the basic movements really well. So that would be things like being able to do a press up or a squat or something like that. For example, you might not be able to do anything and you might just be able to hold a plank. But 8 weeks later, you can do proper press ups with your knees down. And then 16 weeks after that, you manage your first full body press up. That's called progressive overload. So it means the same exercise you're making more difficult in some way as you go. That might be by adding load, so increasing the amount of weight that you're lifting, which you're doing in that version of the press-up I just said, because you're holding more of your body weight in your upper body when you're doing full body versus doing your knees down. And also doing things like an extra rep, for example, or an extra set. So a rep is how many repetitions of something you do. So if you're in 10 bicep curls, then next week you try and do 11 at the same weight, and the week after you try and do 12. Or you might be doing one set of 12 reps. And so the week, like 4 weeks after, you try and do two sets of 12 reps. So that would still be a progressive overload because you're trying to make it more difficult. So that's what we want to try and do over time with our resistance sessions. If you need help with this or you want something to follow, message me. My Flex program is very cheap. Primarily and honestly, because I have made it already based around all the people that I've trained over the last 15 years, so that it's the kind of things that I would give them to start with in class or in the gym. In fact, the gym program is quite progressive over time, but it will progress you through the beginner's level from body weight training to through some banded stuff and into light dumbbell work. So it will progress you through that. So if you need help, let me know. It's all recorded. It's all ready, which is why it is cheaper than possibly buying a gym program from someone or something like that. It's all ready. It's all automated. You can go in, join the Facebook group, and I give you plenty of support in there as well. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. But if you need help with working out where you are with your fitness and how to start getting resistance training in or how to start progressing it, just hit me up. I'm sure I will have already made podcasts on this. In fact, I know I have. So you can have a scroll through there, or I will drop me a message and I'll try and help the best I can. Speak to you soon.